John Batson with my colleague, Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. This is the New World Report, and we go to Venezuela, which is, at this point, a threat to the whole region because of its interactions with adversaries of the United States. I'm looking at the axis of resistance, so-called Moscow-Tehran. Right now in Venezuela, the news is there's an election scheduled for July. Maduro has notably and in a festive manner announced his candidacy, the dictator, illegitimate president Nicolas Maduro. At the same time, there is a strong opposition led by Maria Corina Machado, who is an outspoken and vivid presenter of the problem in Venezuela, driving 7 million or more of the Venezuelans out of the country, 100,000 of which, that number is rough, said to be in New York City, overwhelming the services there. I'm sure they're spread out across the United States and at the Mexican border, trying to find handholds for their families. But at the same time, this news from Caracas, Venezuela Attorney General Tarek Saab, a significant player, said that two people close to opposition candidate Maria Corina Machado have been arrested, prompting Machado to call the charges leveled at them and her team completely false. The arrests are set to complicate an already confused scenario, writes Reuters, ahead of the July presidential contest. Machado won the opposition's October nominating contest by a landslide, but is barred from registering her candidacy. Professor, the complicated just got more complicated because there was news earlier in the week that there was the thought in the opposition that Ms. Machado steps aside because she's barred from being on the ballot, and that another representative from the opposition comes forward as a surrogate. That was earlier in the week. Now the arrests have started. Can we see into this? It looks like Maduro, having taken it for granted that he could win, is now getting proactive in bullying. What do you make of these arrests?
Well, John, this has long been the situation in Venezuela. Maduro and his cronies effectively control all the major levers of power, the secret police organization, the government, the military, and effectively they are toying with the opposition, creating impossible dilemmas to which the opposition tries to valiantly respond, but really without an upper hand to respond in it. So obviously first of all, when the opposition got together and conducted their own primary without any help from the Venezuelan government, everything the Venezuelan government could do to really impede them. And despite that, you had a record turnout and chose overwhelmingly Maria Corina Machado as their standard bearer. At that point, the Maduro administration basically reinforced, and then there was a Supreme Court electoral court decision that she was effectively disqualified based on a past trumped up charge. But then following that drama, you had the declaration of a relatively early election date, July 28th, which effectively doesn't give time for international electoral observers to come in, which Maduro had resisted allowing them to come in anyway from, for example, the Organization of American States. It makes it very difficult for the opposition to properly organize and get the message out. And it also creates an opportunity for Maduro to capitalize on the fact that July 28th, the chosen date, is Hugo Chavez, his predecessor's birthday, founder of Chavismo. So Maduro trying to kind of capitalize on that. Even so, Maduro understands that he has a real deficit in popularity among the people, despite all of those levers. Polls indicate that if there was a fair election, Maria Corina Machado would win something like 50%. Maduro would win something like 20% at best. And so what he's doing is little by little using the control of the police and others to kind of intimidate and pick away at the coalition of Machado, her Vente Venezuela party, And so you have seven different arrest warrants on various different trumped up charges. And so the latest two against Henry Alvarez, who apparently was in police custody. He was forced into a confession saying that he had been destabilizing the government in some sort of plot. The secretary of the party, Dignora Hernandez, also has been named. As you pointed out, the latest dilemma is since Maria Corina Machado has been inhabilitated, will she name somebody else to run in her stead? Will that mean effectively she's withdrawing herself in her charisma from the ballot? So, but again, at the end of the day, the bottom line is that that Maduro controls all the strings, and little by little, he's picking away at the opposition through legal and other actions, bit by bit.
Professor Avenatis, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,